Georgia lawmakers pass professional licenses for illegal aliens after lobbying from Chamber of Commerce. By John Binder on April 25, 2021. Georgia lawmakers passed bills last week that would allow illegal aliens in the state to obtain professional licenses, following lobbying from the state's Chamber of Commerce. The legislative package, as the Center for Immigration Studies noted, would allow illegal aliens to apply for and obtain professional licenses from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to work as counselors, social workers, therapists, speech pathologists, audiologists, occupational therapists, and other jobs. At the moment, three parallel bills, HB 34, HB 268, and HB 395, have been passed by an inattentive legislature and are on the governor's desk for signature, veto, or becoming law without his signature, David North wrote in his analysis. The governor, who supported the earlier statutes on keeping illegal aliens out of these professions, has not made his position clear on the current matter. Most notably, local Georgia activist D.A. King with the Dustin Inman Society posted two letters from executives with the Georgia Chamber of Commerce that lobbied state lawmakers to pass the legislative package. The Dustin Inman Society is named after Dustin Inman, 16 years old, who was killed in Ellijay, Georgia, by an illegal alien in 2000. Georgia is only the latest state to consider providing illegal aliens with more public benefits. After New Jersey passed similar legislation last year, illegal aliens in the state are now applying for and receiving professional licenses. In Colorado, this month, the state legislature passed professional licenses for illegal aliens. Today, there are anywhere between 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., costing Americans about $134 billion annually, with about 8 million holding American jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.